Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stop my boss, you motherfuckers, I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail, and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays, that's how you gotta do. Cause punk fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy. And that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing stepping in.
Robbie, what you like to be,
a Robbie? Get you a war, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Wear you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag or gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to its gross level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
Good motherfuckers, welcome to Jungle Marauder Radio. I'll be your blood preacher, Havoc. And of course, alongside the choir boy of death, Ghetto G. And as far as the virgin sacrifice, he's been sacrificed already.
You will all die.
What up, Ghetto?
Oh, nothing. Just sacrificing lambs. I don't know any better.
Man, hey, yo, these people in this fucking group are stupid.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong with what you just said. First thing, they're in a group. Second thing, they're people.
Yeah, no, but fucking this one, I'm in the fucking single juggalos and juggalos group, and this dude goes, a 17-year-old juggalette mom needs a low, 308 Nebraska.
Well, and see, I read that too, and I was like, you dumb hoe.
No, but no, but the funny thing is, fucking, he posts up and of course he's got people, you know, asking her age and shit like that.
Wait, hold on. You said it's a guy that posted that? Yeah. I thought that was a chick that posted that.
No, apparently that's her cousin that posted that for her.
Man, she's probably not even looking for anybody. What the fuck are these people thinking?
Dude, that's exactly what he said to me. He goes, fucking, she got wood, and apparently, like, she responded to him saying, I have a juggalo, bye. So that if she already has somebody, why the fuck are you trying to look for somebody for her?
Man, maybe he's looking for a juggalo.
Well, then we'll give him Chris.
That's not a juggalo.
You don't know that.
Well, okay. I mean, if you really want to catfish him,
then why not? I mean, you know, he's catfishing everybody else up on this shit because by asking for somebody for his cousin. Who already has
Man,
a fucking boyfriend?
That is the most pathetic fucking group I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only people that post in there that actually get responded to are the decent-looking ones. The rest of the motherfuckers are ugly as shit and nobody cares and nobody says anything to them, but yet they still keep on posting. And they keep getting heartbroken and sad and shit because nobody will talk to them.
Well, yeah.
So stop posting in there. Go somewhere else.
Man, honestly, the only reason I'm up in there is because, shit, I'm fucking putting on JR up in there.
Yeah, like anybody cares about it in there, you know? Well, here, if you're going to post in there, at least add on, we will help you find love if you tune in.
Yeah, we should definitely start doing that. I mean, like, we got you good to help him anyways.
Or there you go. You could bring back your old, what was your old radio show thing?
I mean, the whole thing that Kiss wanted to do, where she wanted to fucking help people find,
What was that other chat line that you used to have, that fucking love line or some shit?
Oh, that Juggalo Love chat line thing?
There you go. You can work at it here. You can have, like, a special night for that. And then you can bring all these single people from that group onto the show. And they could find love.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be all Juggalo, well, all always. These people really need to learn how to fucking spell properly, but, some dude in Dakota Smith wants people to add him on fucking Xbox. Funny thing is, the fucking, you know, the name that he gave everybody, I don't think anybody's gonna want to message him.
Why?
Because his fucking screen name for Xbox is HIV51.
Wow. That's a very, attractive name.
That's why I said I don't think anybody was going to want to hit that one up.
Ain't nobody want to hit that at all.
People come up with that. So if that's the case, does that mean his Juggalo name is HIV Juggalo?
I guess so.
Marcus Webel up in Juggalo and Juggalo Pride for Life. You absolutely make no sense.
I can't remember the last time Juggalos made sense.
But. Well, let's see. He goes, look at these haters. I fucking, well, supposed to be fucking, but this dude can't really spell anyways. He seems black. Fucking haters. Fam, let's pumple. Fuck these haters.
Man, you know, I really think that people just claim Juggalo just so they could use it as, like, a crutch because they're fucking morons. But, that just makes the rest of us look bad.
Yeah, so the fact he spells it Pumble. P-U-M-B-L-E.
Why can't he spell?
I don't know. Either.
Maybe it's because they didn't get enough sleep.
Yeah, we'll blame Chris.
I didn't get no sleep for a few hours.
Hey, bitch, you're quote unquote on a train for 12 hours. You can sleep on a fucking train.
Like, seriously, I know what I'm talking about. Like, it's only 12 hours. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're up longer than that during your actual day.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you got plenty of sleep. What was it, like a week now that you've been over there?
I mean, come on. You're on a 12-hour train ride. Why not, again? Why don't you just sleep on the train? Oh yeah, that's right. If I remember correctly, he said that he don't want to sleep on trains because of the fact he wants to see the scenery. Motherfucker, you go on. You're going on every single fucking month. You see the same damn thing.
Hold on. He changed his excuse this time.
Oh, that's the excuse that he gave before of why he don't sleep.
The last one was he couldn't sleep on moving vehicles.
Well, that, and plus he also doesn't like to plug in, miss out on, seeing the scenery.
The scenery that he's seen a million times. Because you go up to New York every fucking weekend, man.
Now the question is, did he actually go to New York, or did he go to his other sister?
I don't know. How many fucking sisters does he have?
I think he's got one like that's in like Virginia or something like that.
I don't know. I really didn't care to ask. I just assumed he went to that one. That's the only place he ever goes.
I don't even know with this motherfucker.
Nobody knows.
Not even his own damn family.
Exactly.
But I bet you they can't wait for him to fucking leave. And here's the thing: if he's gonna go to one up in New York, because in New York they have like a shitload of fucking. If I'm not correct, New York has like a shitload of fucking cell phone towers. So why wouldn't you be able to get service up there?
Because he doesn't want to call in Havoc.
That's okay. He's been fired anyway.
Finally.
Now from here on out, anytime he calls in, he's just going to be a listener.
Sounds like a plan.
Man, I'm fucking hoping I win. I'm hoping I win that fucking Fiat or Fiat, whatever the fuck that thing is, from fucking McDonald's.
Really? You're still into that McDonald's game shit?
Let's see. I think the only reason I'd go to Jamaica is for the weed. So that'd be about it.
Really? Yeah, you're going to have to go down to the slums of that place trying to find some weed and shit.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, you could win, apparently, but that's it. Beats by Dre Pill speakers. And, let's see. Beat by Dre, your beat headphone, or are beaches, resorts, luxury included, family vacations to Jamaica, Turks, and Caicos. I don't know what the fuck Caicos is, so I don't know what Turks is either. Or you could win the ultimate prize, which for me would be fucking 2013 Fiat 500 Caballero. Rio Caballero, whatever you call it.
Small ass car, man.
Yeah, but you know what? It'd give me a car either way.
Well, I mean, that's the size of car that you need. I mean, you're a small dude.
Oh, apparently. But looks like. Okay, Turks and Caicos is the same island. Okay. It's apparently just an island here.
Man, does it really matter what the fuck it is? It'd be free.
But I mean, I've never heard of them until now. Plus, these motherfuckers have probably never ever seen a juggalo in their life.
Man, I still think that we should hit up Catfish so we can go find out what the hell that Heather girl is.
You can do that.
Seriously, man. Like, maybe she's some real hot chick or something.
That'd be shocking if she is.
Or she's a dude like we really think she is.
Or she's a robot.
Yeah, or she is literally a robot.
Well, how the fuck you hit them Catfish?
Yeah, man, they can help. And plus, on top of that, we can meet them dudes. Like, what up, Nave?
Yeah, but exactly, how would you go about getting on that show or even contact them?
Hit up that dude's, I guess, Facebook profile.
Let's find out.
I'm really not quite sure how they contact him. It's either through email or his Facebook, one of the two.
Well, we'll find out. They can help us. Let's see if we can find a way to contact him.
Yeah, he needs to help us in our online relationships.
Yeah.
I guess we gotta pretend that we're in love with her.
Fuck that.
Like, yeah, we've been talking to this girl, or at least we think it's a girl, for the past, like, year now.
Yeah, we think she might be a robot, too.
Yeah, we might think she might be a robot. Because every time we ask her to video chat, she won't do it.
Every time we ask her for a picture, she won't send it.
But we have talked to her on the phone, like, once.
Yeah. Once. That was it. You know, I think someone should do a fucking track about catfishing people.
I'm sure somebody is.
I think you should do it.
Wait, hold on. There's already been that. There's, Catch a Predator. That's pretty much like catfishing.
Yeah, except you're catfishing for pedophiles. But that's right.
But you're pretending to be a little girl.
Yeah, to catch
so that's
pedophiles.
Catfishing right there. Yeah, but still, it's still catfishing. You're not who you really are. It just ends badly for those people.
Yeah, they go to jail and get the fucking death penalty.
Man, you see that, man? This girl turned out to be somebody else. Now she gets to be on TV. You see that? She got the, all that out of making a fake profile. Got to be on the TV show. Now she's on this after show with this. She got like giant earrings on that are the size of her head.
Like ugly as all hell.
It's just because she got a big nose.
Yeah, she ugly.
Are you even watching it?
I just turned to it just now.
I just felt like being, not being myself,
mm-hmm.
just pretending to be somebody else.
I didn't know anybody, so I made a fake profile. Someone else's, what her reasoning behind that was. I mean, I do like to make fake profiles and meet new people, too.
My question is for Alexis, you know, you were really upset when you found out that Dorian had been less than honest with you about his relationship with Beth May. But in reality, you know, you became less than honest with him.
Well, if you want to get on this show right now, you could send him an Instagram video.
And I don't even know how to set up one of the videos to Instagram.
I don't know, but apparently you have to use hashtags on there, too.
Fuck that shit.
I didn't know much about her. Don't know much about her.
Of emotion there on the surface. Yeah, she's shaking. She's a shady ass bitch who tried to get a dude with the fake profile. And he's a dumbass for trying to get a chick with a fake profile.
No. His thing was, he was talking to her or whatever on the internet for like over 2 years. And then after that, he started dating a girl in real life for like 7 months. And then, he wanted to find out who the fuck that fake profile was because, you know, he kept thinking about her while he's with that other chick. So that's the girl who the profile turned out to be.
So that would have to be my biggest regret.
So she's ugly. She's the size of a building.
That someone had. Girlfriend or
she's the size of a building.
He's telling me about me, he's telling her he loves her, and I'm
lying
about who I am, so I feel like it's a lie
and
a lie. So
I put up that Tech 9 track, man, with what's his name? Surge, if you want to hear that.
Yeah, we can go into that, because this show is just going to be retarded.
Well, the after show, there's really no point to this.
So here we go. Tech 9, Serge Tanakian, and Chris Gallico, straight at the gate.
Together we are a powerful force, as one mind, body, and soul. Let no evil enter, nor attempt to reduce us, because of the beliefs we hold. And with this love, combined with our strength, we ward off pain and stress. Technician I am, wholeheartedly, and might.
Okay, I get it, I'm an nepo and freak of nature, but the pen is gonna heat the paper. Was a problem in the incubator. Mama, dad was the creature maker. I never need the shaker, the beat from tape where the teacher later. Now you're the beast awakener. I don't think the streets are safer. My misery seeping through my delivery. Bitter, we givers, and they keep my figures. Don't try to nigger me. The grave digger is hither, he is no kidder. See, consider the dark energy, center be inner me. Black diamonds all around, calling all the down definites. Who saw the clown and now stepping with that tall amount of big fucking shit? Ooh, three times, my people they know when that defines. From the people 11 and that T9, he rhyme and make a beeline. They drop the hate, make out the grace. They drop the break if they don't pay out the cake. Stay out my face. You don't want me to lay off a fake. Flip the stick to praise I relay. Then I'm incredible straight out the gate.
We are the darkness, but we're leaving. We are the gods that are deceiving. We are the painters of my face. We are the children of your rivals. Holding guns while reading Bibles. Go ahead and steal your face.
Straight out the gate. You see the face of Eva on Technina. Evil brain angel heart. I remain in the dark and anointed. But only they can tell me when they know we sin. Got a hold of me while they let go of me. I'm double jointed. I'm wicked and I represent the sickness. All you fraudulent feeling, I'm falling, offending the Father. I'll place you in the deepest, darkest part of us. There's nobody but you and my God and me, food and no agua. I'm blacking the sun on you bitches, sat in a dungeon and ditches. Shapping is one of your glitches, halted. The cracking has come with the quickness, backing. I'm plundering chicks and laughing. Your dummy shook with exalted. Check nine. Fuck the industry, independence. We enemies to them and he that's mine. The champ is here, the vamp is near. Hunting you, he's just hella hungry and I'm amateur.
We are the darkness, but we're leaving. We are the gods that are deceiving. We are the painters of blind faith. We are the children of your rivals. Holding guns while reading Bibles. Go ahead and steal your faith.
Straight out the gate. I am the public enemy number one. Fuck your fame, I became the name of a gun. Now the parents say Aaron because they sons and daughters wanna be martyrs, believing in my heart and it's young. All I got is my bars and rap on my paws that y'all want me to fall, call and crash. Suckers hate it, now they crawling back at some tall and sack, and I'm always up for brawling back. Strange music saved my life. Why they fucking it, then the music became my wife. Nobody on the planet can change my mind. Money crazy, don't matter. Fucking insane, I like.
When the sun's beam melts, everyone screams help.
Then only one king's felt when telling all survivors, welcome to something else.
And we're back.
Why the fuck did that just cut off like it? How long is that track?
4 minutes and 9 seconds.
What the fuck? Why did it end like it? What the hell? It's weird.
I don't know.
But yeah, man, all his damn tracks just keep popping up online.
Yeah, I noticed.
So that's pretty much the opening track right there.
Hell yeah.
And that's the best one I heard so far of that CD.
Well, currently got down with fucking Firefox.
Boy.
Okay, apparently, please update your browser. Bitch, I don't use Firefox, I use something else. So let's see if there's any updates for Comet Bird.
I mean, I use Firefox and Internet Explorer, and they both pretty much fucking suck.
Yeah, like, me, I use, like I said, I use Comet Bird. I don't use Firefox. I really have to download it and use it. Let's see. Okay, I guess I'll fucking download fucking Firefox. Just so that way I can get my hands on something else along with pre-order bonus trucks.
the Straight Outta DK has the CD.
Say Straight Outta DK has the CD?
Yep.
The Tech 9 CD?
Looks like it.
The fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
How the hell did they got it, man? It doesn't come out until next week.
I don't know. Says right here, though, something else plus pre-order tracks, VBR.
Damn.
But in order for me to get it, I have to get fucking Firefox. So I'll use Firefox just to download this, and then I'll get rid of it. Because that's all I really need it for. You have new apps that can be open, that can open web pages. Well, no shit, Sherlock. No, don't import anything, motherfuckers.
So, how about I watch that Spring Breakers movie this morning for free?
And what'd you think of it?
I don't know. I see why people say there's really not much of a storyline behind it. But if I was to guess what the plot was, it was them going on spring break and just wanting to rob people.
Hey, come on, though. I mean, you know, can't people just appreciate the fact that you get to see the one and only Selena Gomez in a bikini?
But I mean, that one chick, man, she kept getting naked and whatever. Why the hell couldn't they get naked?
Yeah, that's my point.
Like, you saw that girl's titties, her ass, all that bullshit, man, but the other ones never did anything like that.
Download.
What kind of shit was that, man? It made Selena Gomez, like, a little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it here. But yeah, man, I take that back. That's not Riff Raff, man. That's actually, you know, the guy. What's his name? James Franco. I don't know why I thought it was Riff Raff, but I guess it was because the way he was dressed up in the movie. He looked just like him.
Wait, when that dude was trying to fucking rap, he failed miserably. I mean, come on. We gotta take that motherfucker start singing a goddamn Britney Spears song.
Dude, that was 40 years old. Something uplifting. Are you serious? That was uplifting?
Well, for them it was, because they were dancing around with the fucking machine guns.
Yeah. And then there was just that one really gay part where he was just sucking on the fucking gun. I was like, well, this is pretty fucking gay.
Agreed.
Man, you didn't even tell me Gucci Mane was in that movie.
I didn't remember. Wait, which one played? Wait, which one was Gucci Mane?
He was the black guy.
Oh.
The main boss guy.
Yeah, you see, I didn't even know. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
But in the end, he died anyway, too.
Couldn't you tell by the 3 scoops of ice cream on his charm?
No. Why? Because I don't really pay much attention to Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but with their machine gun that they shot that girl with, surprisingly, she only got shot in the arm once.
Yeah, and then she went home.
Like, I don't understand, man. It would have at least hit her a few times.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, man, that's like, they were all badass at the end. Like, yeah, walk up in here, walks up, gets shot, dies. Really? Like, you didn't see that guy coming at you with a gun?
I guess not.
And then with those guns that they carried in there, man, they killed like over, I want to say like 15 people. I think they would have ran out of bullets because they only had one gun. But in movies, they have unlimited ammo.
All right, now let's find out here if this is the actual album, or the full album itself, or what? Let's find out. I'll let you know if it is. Since you got Foxwire, or Firefox.
Foxwire? What the hell is that?
I have no clue. Some new fucking thing I just created.
That's like Firefox mixed with LimeWire.
Yeah, that's probably a horrible idea.
Well, yeah, LimeWire was pretty fucking bad.
Okay, let's see here. Yep, this is it. This is the entire album.
Damn. Well, there we go. I sure as fuck wasn't going to buy it.
Let's find out exactly how long that trip with Surge is supposed to be.
I don't know. I think maybe the ending was just cut off because maybe it goes into the next track or something.
Well, that it's a minute off.
There's a minute missing? How the fuck somebody fucked that up?
Oh, wait, no, there's a second off. My bad. It's 4 minutes and 10 seconds long.
That's how long it was whenever I was downloading. Where the fuck did second go?
I have no clue.
That one site wouldn't allow me to convert it, so I had to use that other one.
Yeah. That happened.
I hate using that, FL, so whatever the fuck that thing is, because it comes out all low and shit.
That's why I don't use it anymore.
I'm just saying, I had to use it. It's the only one that was working.
Luckily for me, the computer I have, well, that's what I got, actually comes with an app that allows you to download both the track itself and the video itself. All at the same time off of YouTube.
I don't know why you would need the video.
Well, because once I download the video, I can watch like the videos like on my TV and shit too. But now to get rid of Firefox. It has served its purpose. And its only purpose was to get me that track. Well, that entire album.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, because it wouldn't let me download it unless I got like a updated version of Firefox. You know, I wasn't even using Firefox.
Well, your computer hates you.
Comet Bird hates me. So, Ghetto, are you ready for Kick-Ass 2? Coming out on August 16th?
I didn't even see the first one.
I didn't either. I didn't really care to see the first one.
So are you excited for the Superman Batman movie coming out in 2015?
Sure. As long as it ain't fucking Christian Bale playing Batman.
Because I saw somebody make a YouTube video talking about that, and I didn't know if it was real or not. And then they talked about it on the radio the next day.
What the fuck? It's true.
Like, I don't know. I never really liked Superman.
Yeah. I mean, I like, you know, like the old Superman ones. The new ones just kind of suck.
Just like Spider-Man. I never really liked Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, I like the cartoons, the movies, like, couldn't get into the movies.
Like, yeah, the cartoon was alright, the first two movies were alright, but I never really liked Spider-Man, or, like, ever. I like Kirsten Dunst being Mary Jane in the one movie, that was nice, though.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Just because she's sexy as all hell.
Hell yeah.
Yes!
No, wait.
Yes! Yes!
The fuck?
Finally! Cole187 is no longer unpsychopathic.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Even he's gone?
Yes.
Holy shit. Yes. Finally, something smart. You did something smart, psychopathic. About fucking time.
Ah, yes.
Man, that better be that better be true, man. Where are you reading that?
Let's see here. Get on Colby 7 on BigLovers.net, though, as well. This personally bums me the fuck out, but it is what it is. I talked to Big Shot Music Group, Coleman 7, other label, about a rumor I heard about Hutch no longer being on Psychopathic, and they replied this. I don't want big ass fucking name, but it says Big Shot Music Group. I guess Von Jay couldn't take all the Juggalo non-approval of his presence at Psychopathic. Also, Von Jay wasn't allowing him to be himself and just incorporated the Juggalo movement in his own music. Damn shame. Could you imagine a West Coast hip-hop icon like Hutch representing the Juggalos in his music with all that he has riding behind him? He came up under... Hold on. Rebellion with Ruthless Records and Death Row. I don't get why the Juggalos couldn't see that. I know not all Juggalos felt that way, but it was enough to have Von Jay pull the plug on the project. You saw the Welcome to the Southland video. Hutch produced all that. Psychopathic should have just let him do what he do, and the Juggalos should have really have given him a chance. I talked to a few Juggalos walking around my way. They all thought Hutch was dope and loved that he was on Psychopathic, but for everyone that liked Hutch, you had five that didn't, I guess. It sucks, bro, I know. This is why music sucks, and real music doesn't get a chance to develop. Everyone is hella critical way too soon. Two whoops, though, all day. So it's true.
Man, that dude's terrible. How you gonna say good music?
I mean, come on, exactly. How are you going to fucking say that he fucking, you know, that Jay wasn't letting him be himself and was pushing him onto the Juggalo shit? Man, motherfuckers rapping on fucking Psychopathic beats.
Yeah, Drake, really, like. Yeah.
And a Drake beat. And Drake's not Psychopathic, so what the fuck's that all about?
Dude, I feel that he actually did do his own fucking shit. That's why everybody hated it.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I hated the way he rapped.
So it's official. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hell yeah. Fuck.
Goodbye. Yeah, finally something smart. Good job, Jay.
Hell yeah, bud. Finally.
Now stop trying to bring in stupid mainstream rappers.
Exactly. And go back to the underground.
Man, go back to, like, people that actually rap about, like, wicked things.
Yeah. Man, they should go back to fucking rapping all wicked things.
Well, you know, it's really, you know, no point for them. I mean, they own the label. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But I'm saying your label is, you know, based off of, you know, crazy type music, which he didn't provide. So I don't know why you would sign him just because you were a big fan of him. And you
know damn well
he wasn't going to fit.
I mean, you know, it would have been one thing for them to do a track with him, but to bring him on the label, no.
They put him on the label and they made him do a stupid mixtape on a bunch of beats that were already used.
Exactly.
So that was a fail right there.
I guess Von J finally realized it too.
See, Dad, I'm actually happy about that decision.
I think we all are.
Just like whenever they let AMB go. I was happy about that, too. I didn't give a shit.
But, man, but I think AMB is fucking better than fucking Cole 187.
Well, if I had to choose, I would agree.
Nope. Cole 187, we don't wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Hell no. I hope you learn how to rap in your future endeavors.
That'll never happen. We need a track. Now we need a track to fucking celebrate this.
And what the hell are we gonna play?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Play some Tech N9ne. Happy birthday.
Yes, we can do that. I'll find it. Up under fucking Chris Calico. Unless I deleted it because it was all lowercase. So it's been Chris uploaded it.
Well, then that means it's gone then.
Yep.
Well, I don't know, man. Play some.
Well, I mean, considering the fact I decided to get rid of everything that was uploaded by Chris.
Well, I don't know what else to play. Play something, though.
You know what? I got something to play. Let me just get to it. Here we go. This is One Step at a Time from Flaw.
Yeah.
To the wrong truck.
What?
That was actually Final Cry, not One Step at a Time.
Well, you fail.
I have to go through and check all these trucks because they're all the fucking same time length for some odd reason.
No.
I need to make sure that they're not all the same fucking track.
Probably yours.
And I hope not. They are. What the fuck, dude?
Wow.
Let me see something here. Music. Flaw. Decide. Okay, so I'm not gonna wanna do that. Fuck out of here. Fucking thing opens up fucking apps all on its own. Now you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shut up. Okay, let's try it one more time. Wow.
that I don't even know what trust to go for. Because of the fact that I'm praying that they're not all going to be the same. So we'll go to another track. Well, I figure this shit out.
Yay!
Let's go with Get Your Gun.
Let's get him. Come on. Drive by, motherfucker! Bitch! Yeah! Go back! Bitch, take this! Yeah, stop squat, motherfucker! Get up! Bitch!
I figured out what the hell was going on with this shit. Apparently, if you download a track by the same artist all at once, then it come out sounding up the same.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it does not. I'm checking them out now. There we go. Now it's starting to fucking come up better. Yeah, no, you're right. This shit doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
Well, let's see. Let's try Daryl by Flaw. Could this work too? Well, either way, what'd you think of Final Cry?
Alright.
I'm gonna try to get this time. I'm gonna make sure I get the fucking right track for each one and re-upload them all. Yeah, I'm just gonna start fucking going through fucking that FLV thing. See if that works.
Well, look at that. You got Recognize, Rehab, Blaze, Ajax, the ROC, Head B, Liquid Assassin. They're all gonna be featured on the new Twisted CD.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
You got Johnny Richter, Little White, Jelly Roll. ABK's going to be on there. Buckshot's going to be on there. Swollen Members. And House of Crazies, apparently.
So they're all going to be on the mixtape that we're getting?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm guessing they got a feature on every damn song. There's other people too on it, but I don't know if you know any of them or if I even know any of them. I know the one. Wait, Mickey Avalon, ain't that dude on Subnoise?
Yep. Yes, it is. Oh, yes, he is, I should say. Look, a new track from fucking Twisted we get to hear.
Well, you see that? You got this dude, he's like, anybody killer for real? You guys haven't done a collab since 07. Why not just put ICB on that bitch, too? Has he missed everything that's been going on? Why the fuck would they put ICB on it?
I guess he is.
Man, I said what up to this chick and she sent me some stupid event bullshit. Are you fucking serious? You're getting deleted just off of that.
Oh, she sent you what?
An event. You're getting deleted straight off of that, man. Damn. Fuck you thinking.
I keep forgetting to check to see if, oh, fuck. And Ariana Grande is sexy as all hell. But what the fuck?
What?
Fucking posted up on Twitter saying vocal cords look like alien vaginas.
Okay, then.
That's what I'll say. Like, what the fuck?
That doesn't sound like something that girl would say.
I know, right? Well, it's definitely her, because it's definitely her page.
Just saying.
Let's see if we can... Brenda Cosgrove will finally responded to what I asked her up on Facebook, or not, up on Twitter. Nope, she didn't respond. Somebody's getting this and saying, no, she's not really a juggalo.
Wait, what?
I mean, well, Miranda Cosgrove was finally talking up on Twitter, and I was checking to see if she ever responded to what I fucking asked her, and nope.
She didn't answer you.
Nope, she did not answer me. Which means she's not a juggalo.
I guess.
Oh, well. I'm about to check out that track, though, real quick.
If it's it from door to door, the attack is failed to transform the captives and pills overdose, and your closest homies on the verge
what
of a breakdown.
What track is this?
Falling Down by Twisted featuring Swollen Members. It up on YouTube. Let's see. Hey, I found it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Now we'll let it download. You know, so I wonder if that's what I was really going to listen to, what the hell we had to say last night. Of course, he's going to be like, fuck that.
It's Echo. Of course she's not going to listen.
Yeah, well, then again, I don't know. She might, because, I mean, the fact that I kept, you know, pounding in her head about the fact that, you know, she wants her kids back, fucking get her fucking shit right.
Damn people.
But if she don't get her shit straight, she ain't, you know, she ain't going to be getting her kids back at all. So, that's all on her now.
Yeah.
Twisted. Featuring Swollen the Balls. That's going to be one of the tracks that... This could be one of the tracks that I have off the mixtape, which... Now we'll be having that in mixtape in a couple days.
What did you just say? You said that's the only track you have?
Well, we got that and we got Unjust Love. But other than those two, we don't really have any other tracks off that mixtape.
Man, we got like three out of the... So how many, like, 8 tracks?
What's the third one?
Well, there was the video for, what was that, something, what was it fucking called?
Screaming something?
Yes, Screaming Out, that's what it is. And then there was, Unjust Love, and now there's this song.
Oh, yeah.
So we heard most of the damn CD, or...
True.
And the CD comes out next week?
Yeah, I think we get it a little bit sooner, since we ordered it early as all hell.
Well, yeah, it should be here Monday.
Yeah. What happened?
Should have slept on the train.
I ain't got no train to sleep on.
Neither does Chris.
You know, I think we should join the Twisted Street team.
You could join the Twisted Fan Club, too. It's free.
Oh, not really free.
Yes, it's free. They said they didn't want people to be charged for it. So it's free.
I didn't even know that.
Wow, man. You don't pay attention to anything.
I had to go find that and do that and forget doing that shit.
They said they're going to refund or whatever the hell all the people that actually purchased it.
Damn.
Yeah, but the Twisted Fam Club is free.
I'm already at the fucking spot and be it. But here we go. Twisted featuring Swollen Members. Falling Down.
rains and it pours. People, they try to ignore the storm clouds that forms reality. But these renditions, they visit from door to door via taxes, bills, and transform the caskets and pills. Overdosing your closest homies on the verge of a breakdown. My relatives are relatively on their way now. Flowers and graves, but still we stay down. Till I take eternal rest and lay down next to them in the ground. Sunshine, take away the pain now. It can't rain all day, all the time. Every second always looming around mine. Feeling like I want to drop it. I'm planted up in the ground. And each raindrop is another problem falling on down. Still hoping that the clouds just open and everything go from dark to bright. Until then, my world's way deep and water waiting. No sunlight as it rains all day and all night.
Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die.
I'm gonna let the rain fall, and I let my eyes become one with a window pane. As I'm riding a crazy train and I brought a chainsaw, hoping to maim all hopeless in the mind of my mind. But besides that, we're like exactly the same, y'all. I put my hand in the sky. This ain't no game and no lie. I'm not the guy to be waiting for something to happen to make it happen and get it cracked. While the normal sit there and wait and die, and the rain will wash it all away. I keep a lookout when I'm not around. But believe me, I'm just a call away. And it ain't my fault to say, can't hang with the rain I bring. I'll just be for the day and make
nothing
up for the
water
thing
in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die.
Showers. Check my nucleus cluster, I got the spookiest powers. I am dark and demanding, I'll shoot a nuke at you cowards and stick my dick in the groupie and fucking puke on your flowers. Hey, lucky that I didn't overdose, I'm a sober ghost. Mad child slither like a cobra through the coldest snow. I'm claustrophobic, but I'm locked up in a lonely room. You can look into my mind, see exploding doom. See, I am twisted, I'm totally vicious. I brainstorm and drainstorms with brain in the ditches. Of course I am afraid of death. Do we really lay to rest? Do we really fly up in the sky?
Nothing
feel my
jaded
breath.
In my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die. Nothing but water in my eye as I look into the sky. It can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't want to die.
What's the immortality? Does it mean that your battery is never gonna die? Different than a nervous cell, heavy like an everybody. No one's ever ready for the trip to the sky. Why am I? No, not quite yet. But my flow overflow overthrows your cassette. Intention's just the word that I use when I serve all crews like a dinner plate. I refuse to lose crews in a state. Then I bruise and abuse and intimidate. I ain't fitting away. That takes too long. My patience gone. My aim is off like Amazon with a boomerang. I'm ruling this thing. What school is you in? You ain't from Hard Knocks. Maybe Four Knocks. Old school New York. Real hip hop. New school West Coast. We don't shit talk. We just kick off. Tip off. Play off. You soft feel. So take a day off. Make your move and I'll improve the payout. Improve the layout. I'm well designed and I'm ahead of my time. So you should stay up.
As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die. Nothing but water in my eye. As I look into the sky, it can't rain all the time. I reply, I really don't wanna die.
And we're back. Well, that's actually pretty dope. What do you think, man?
Yeah, it was a good song.
Definitely looking forward to this shit now. And there we go. I am officially signed up for this. Now I just need to put a goddamn picture of myself up on this.
Uh-oh, not a picture. Don't scare him away now. picture of some real hot chick.
Why, some catfish?
No, so people actually pay attention to what you post.
Well, what the fuck did they say? Howdy up on here.
Howdy? What are they, cowboys?
I guess so, because my fucking thing up, like my thing up top on the thing says howdy.
Damn cowboys.
Change avatar.
Your avatar?
Yeah. Let's see, I'm going to use a probe, I don't know. Let's see, should I go with rider picture? Yep, I'll go with the rider picture.
They're gonna think you're a gangster.
Well, okay, then I'm a gangster with a fucking hatchet, man. Oh, fuck. This isn't going off.
Damn,
like all upside down and shit, like sideways.
Fucking morons.
Is there a way I can just fucking make it to where it's right side up? Oh, well, crop. If not, you just have to be sideways.
Sitting sideways, boys in the days.
Go to a different one. So, see if I can figure out how to fucking turn it sideways. You'll make it right side up.
I didn't realize you had so much trouble turning your picture.
I don't know how to fucking turn my picture.
Facebook does that shit too.
Like, oh, what the fuck? Why can't I just fuck with every car? Like, why is my shit to be fucking sideways for? Come
always
on.
Always looking at me sideways. is everybody's picture like it?
No, just mine.
Well, what the fuck did you do? Stop it.
I don't know.
Oh well, you're just gonna have to deal with it.
I guess so. Fuck it, I'll be upside down or sideways. Where the fuck I'm, whatever the fuck I'm supposed to be.
You're already sideways.
Okay, so let's see here. Maybe if I go to edit, shit the fuck I can. Okay, I got to see what I can do with this shit. If I can find some way to fucking.
Man. Why don't you play that bonus track that you never played on here before from Seth's crew that I put up here called Do Re Mi?
La So La Ti Do?
I couldn't remember the rest of that shit. But it's called Do Re Mi.
A So La Ti Do. Here we go.
Do Re Mi, but we don't play free. Do Re Mi, but we don't play free. Do Re Mi, Do Re Mi, Do Re Mi, but we don't play free. Do Re Mi.
In a city named Killer that you all should know. On a 6'4", 111 side he stood with the wolves. Kept every red penny and he signed him good. Cause in his mind he was flat, but his rhyme was wood. Through his hat in a ring, he was trying to win. Still the rap scene playing like a violin. He never could quit it in spite of him. That which doth fall must rise again. The same way that you're paying the price for him. If the do re mi sound right to him, maybe you see us up on the stage tonight. But friend, fuck's sake, don't fight with him, man. I did it for the
do re mi, but we don't play free.
That don't mean I gotta work free though. I ain't gotta be Leo DiCaprio to ask people for my cash after we flow. Faso Latino Jackson, the beat makes B-boy backspin. Got massive caps like Pasta Aspirin. Y'all can't see gates like grass and aspen. Passed away, can't smoke today. My color is great, gotta go take a UA. Gosh darn it, I can't even use curse words. My PO told me to go kick it with church nerds. I feel so boxing, like I'm hot boxing the coffin. Six deep in the top, mobbing to Austin. 16's a sick car, I'm a grizzly bear like Dick Carr.
Run around like a kingpin bout to blow. And can't recall ever selling it without the dough. Fresh hands to toe, such hustler maintenance. Just enough bucks stacked up to fake it. And if anybody ever come and try to take it, they like first gotta get past that surveillance. Yeah, no biggie, one guy tried. Cause the wire to the camera crept inside. He was headed to the safe and the next in line. Till a goon with a gauge came up from behind. And roasted him, he roasted him. Lick a shot in the air for the both of them. The click clack is the cue when you're supposed to run. Or catch a slug in your mug like the most of them. They want the
This is usually where you say we're back. Or not. So, what's going on?
And I'm back.
Yeah, you forgot to tell us we're back.
Yeah, well, I had to hang up because my fucking TV, my phone went out. So I couldn't hear a damn thing. It couldn't do re mi fa sol la ti do.
No, way to go, you dickhead.
Yeah, don't blame me, blame AT&T.
Yeah, those bastards.
Of course, the minute I get downstairs, just check everything out, everything comes back on. Oh, yay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Happens again, I'm just going to say, fuck it.
If you can't duck it, fuck it.
Exactly.
That used to be what these people said about girls and shit. Can't duck it, fuck it.
Wow. Apparently you can still pay for shit up on this thing.
Why would you want to pay for it?
I know, I'm saying like you could pay for, you can get like a bandana for $9.99, a hat, flag, shirt, a bracelet.
Why don't they sell that shit on Twisted Shop?
Well, that's me, that's them.
Come on, Mr. Sideways Picture. Why don't you know?
For all your Twisted Gear, twistedshop.com, coming soon. There we go. New t-shirts now. What's they have up on here? That might be new. Skateboard deck. Fuck you, I don't skateboard. I'm too fat to skateboard.
That's not true. Fat people skateboard too.
Okay, well, I'm not big Black Rob over there.
That's Big Black.
Well, okay, fine. Big Black and Big Rob, whatever the fuck their names are.
The name of the show was Robin Big.
Well, I've been calling him Big Black Rob for the entire time.
And Big Black's real name is Chris.
Oh, Chris is black now? Damn.
Yeah, right, the day that happens.
And I don't think that motherfucker would ever fucking survive the ghetto. Or the hood, or the project.
What are you talking about? He's a gangster.
Yeah, I actually don't ever see that motherfucker, you know, surviving the fucking project.
Man, I don't see me surviving the projects. Even though I've been to the projects a few times.
Yeah, I have too. They're like right behind my house.
I'm not saying I was there when there's a whole gang of black folks or anything, but
oh no, yo, this bandana looks kind of badass, actually.
Well, then buy it.
When I get paid. I've got the money, but I'm still waiting for fucking Best Buy to take out, too.
Well, they should be taking it out this weekend.
Hopefully.
Well, their CD comes out on Tuesday.
True.
So you'll have two CDs on Monday.
Hell yeah. They're both going to get uploaded to the soundboard.
Woo!
Maybe by Monday or sometime this week, I'll have my fucking Eventy.
Have your what?
Eventy.
Your identity.
Nah, man, Inventi.
What the hell is that?
Coffee thing.
A coffee thing. Coffee is gross.
I love it though.
It's gross, but I love it. What the fuck?
You see if I can find this Invent the Ice Coffee Challenge thing for you, and I'll send you the link.
No, I'm alright. I don't really need to know.
You asked? Oh, I'm going to show you.
No, I didn't ask. I just wanted to know what it was. I don't want to see what it is.
Invent the Coffee. Take the challenge now.
did you win the challenge or something?
Nah. But I got my. There we go. Iced coffee challenge.
Iced coffee. Even yep. Worse.
Shut up, dog.
How the hell can you hear that?
How can you not hear it?
Cause the damn air conditioner's on, fucking the dog's outside. I mean, I can hear it.
Just goes to show, like I told you, I've got good hearing. There, I sent you the link.
Yay, the link.
Yep. Take the iced coffee challenge today.
No. Why don't you join the club of those idiot kids nowadays that snort condoms?
Ah, oh, fuck.
You ain't never seen that?
No.
Yeah, there's these videos of these people that take a condom and they snort it through their nose and pull it out their mouth.
Idiot.
Safe sex, you're doing it wrong. Like, don't they know this, you know, to protect yourself, not snort.
No wonder these little
kids are all fucking pregnant.
Yeah, they're fucking snorting this shit nowadays.
Snorting condoms instead of wearing them during sex.
Man, that's bad. That's what something Chris would do.
Probably is something he does. That's probably what he does when he says he's working out.
I don't think I joined that little thing with Jupiter. Let's see. Man, I hope I didn't get doing the fucking iced coffee, what do you event, the coffee club. Sounds like paying fucking $14.95 a month.
What?
Or $29. Hey, man, thank you, Jordan.
Man, in that one group, man, I posted up the link for the Flaw interview coming up. And then some douche posted on there as a comment a Justin Gabriel versus Heath Slater match on main event.
Oh, fuck.
Like, what the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Well, Evan, what page was this?
On the Shangri-La group.
Am I even in that group? I don't remember. Yes, I am, apparently. Shorty with a 40. You're retarded.
Shorty with a 40. What the fuck?
That's the dude's name in this.
It's a dude.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Or maybe a chick or something.
I sure hope it's a chick.
Sorry, dude.
Put a name on it.
Somebody's mad.
Who would have thought?
Tony Daly, all you new and rookie so-called juggalos, how dare you have the audacity to talk about how somebody puts their paint on. You obviously don't know what really means to be a juggalo family member, do you? They're one of the real juggalos hate war. Is
what is that good for? Absolutely nothing.
Is when our own thinks it's okay to trash another juggalo's paint work. There are two things you don't do.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's see. What else Piper goes? More than disrespecting the running hatchet man. Two, disrespecting another's face paint. That face paint is our shield and war paint. When you disrespect either one of those symbols, you disrespect yourself, the family, ICP, and everything we stand for. There are no set rules on how good or better a person chooses to paint their faces.
War, what is it going for? Why did he feel the need to fucking post that? Like anybody gives a flying fuck. So you should go paint fuck you on your face.
Yeah. You hit the game with the good last week. What's going on? Ooh, you put it on caps!
That'd be really fucking funny.
Ah, fuck. There's bitches everywhere posting in front of this motherfucker.
Yeah, unfortunately, and nobody cares.
Let's see. Hey, Corey James. Corey James, what up, Juggalos? This is your 13-year-old low hardcore Corey. Motherfucker, you're 13. You wait to hardcore. You don't know anything about being hardcore. This guy doesn't have any family to hang with. So, is there any lows and lets from the Orange County? First of all,
who's the one that got that song called Hardcore?
I don't know.
Ain't that like Chris Calico or something?
I think so.
They should play that song.
So, first of all, you're from the OC. The OC, the Orange County, which is like Laguna Beach.
That was a good
one. You ain't hard. Second, you're 13. You ain't hard. And third of all, you're 13. Ain't no one gonna want to hang out with your ass.
How many times are you gonna say that he's 13?
Fourth. You're 13.
May as well go to five. Five. You're 13.
Oh yeah, and that Tony Belly person, I fucking hit his comment.
You hit his comment? Who? What?
Well, my side anyways. Yeah, the person that decided to post up the whole Justin Gabriel versus Heath Slater thing on main event. Yeah, that's the same person that posted up the motherfuckers being pissed off. I mean, pissed off about people fucking dissing at people's face paint.
Are you serious?
That's the same dude, yeah.
Man, I'm about to post on it. I'd be like, fuck you. Or I should post a wrestling match on his shit.
Yeah.
Like a Buried Alive match or something. I'll bury you, nigga.
So bad. I can't get over the fact that someone from fucking Orange County, the OC, thinks that they're hard.
They hard, man. They got a hard life out there.
Oh, yeah. Spending fucking mommy and daddy fucking money on everything they possibly can. Cars, houses, beach, an island.
An island.
On the whole chain of McDonald's. Yeah, they're real hard, all right.
McDonald's.
Okay, fine. The Wendy's.
I don't understand why they own McDonald's.
Man, I'm just saying, man, motherfuckers from the OC just think, you know, they're all rich and shit like that, so they think that they're hard. Motherfucker. Get the hell out of here.
Goodness.
dude looks like a child.
This dude looks like a child.
Yep.
Dude looks like a child.
Cash Reap, hip, hopera, sideways warning.
Fuck you.
First of all, you ain't got no sound.
No sound.
Now we've got sound.
Now you have sound.
What the fuck?
The hell is that?
I don't know what's in that fucking group, Shangri-La. Sounds better than Razor Blade Real. So let's see if we can check out this track with out there being a video. Cash Reap. Log in first, because I need to log in the fucking reverb for some reason. There we go. Now I'm signed in.
Yay.
Hey, before I check this motherfucker's music out. You're going to be paused for a second there, Cash Reap, because, some hot ass chick hit me up on here. Let me check out her music, so she's going first. Raven X. Sure, I'll be, I'll become a fan after I hear your music first.
What the hell, man? This bitch fucking cuts herself and then posts a picture up on here. Look! Ooh. I'm gonna like your status there, Laura. Really fucking irritated. And you got liked for it today.
Thank you.
I like it.
You like what, man? That's music.
What's being played right now? What's being done right now? Track called Broken Light by Raven X.
I was falling asleep too.
One track I like. Let's check out this other one. Angel of the Night. Yep, I'll become a fan. Why not?
No.
Yeah. I don't remember sending on my fucking friend request, but okay.
Way to go. Wow, man. Every time I click on somebody on my profile to hit up and shit, man, it tells me I haven't talked to them for like a fucking year. See how well I talk to people?
Oh, fucker. If you tell me a word did not match up with the image one more time, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you there, fucker, and reverb. And my fault, you make it impossible for these words to match up.
So you put fucking letters that don't even belong in the fucking word. They're like the fucking idiots on goddamn on fucking Facebook. Here you go! Now I've become a friend. And hopefully they respond to one that's going to...
What the hell did you just say? Friend. Friend.
Well, for Moni Goody. I don't know who the fuck you are, but you better actually be good.
That's your friend.
And my friend. See what the fuck you sound like, dude. I got that feeling featuring Bracey. I don't know who the fuck Bracey is. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
Well, you're looking at their page, so you know who they are.
Man, I have no clue why the fuck I said it like that in the first place.
I don't know either.
Must be losing my mind.
Must be.
So, are you still hearing the Bruce Brooks bitch saying 10 seconds left?
I heard that yesterday.
Here again. That's someone that actually fucking has a tattoo shop with that name. They're absolutely retarded.
Absolutely.
Well, the name Holy Cow Tattoo was it. The tattoo being the tattoo shop's name. Yeah. I'll probably end up going back and watching the rest of this show later on, or maybe tomorrow, or something.
Oh, look at girls complaining about how somebody blocked her on Facebook.
Who, Laura? Or the chick that's
on
the car?
Jelena.
Who?
Who? The bodybuilder.
Oh.
He said, who? He said the girl is cutting herself. No, that's not her. This chick just said, what up, fan?
What up, fan?
But then she meant to say fam. I don't understand why white girls say that shit.
I have no clue.
I don't care if you're a juggler or not, man. What the fuck? What up, fam? That's definitely from black people.
Hey, this dude, Joseph Rogers, goes, "Yo, fam, I got an extra ticket to the gathering for sale for only $50.
Man, that dude's a douchebag.
If you want it, send me a friend request in the inbox, ASAP.
Apparently that dude's a rapper, too, if you look through his pictures.
I never even took the time to look at his profile.
Well, I did because I was curious on why he was such an asshole.
Apparently this dude hates him when people steal his fucking post.
I hate when people steal my post too. Wow, man, this little kid still can't spell. God damn it. What the hell's his name? Little Psycho.
Oh, God.
He can't spell stomach, hustling, motherfucker. And looks like about it.
Apparently this dude, and apparently this guy, like, fucking... Well, apparently, let's see. He says he's a pro wrestler. He's an underground rap artist.
The hell is so funny?
The fact that he claims to be an artist, but, does anybody actually have any way of hearing his fucking music? Talking about that Joseph Rogers dude.
Well, why can't anybody hear his music?
Maybe because we don't know what to get through his music. We don't know his artist name.
You can ask him.
I don't like it.
Wait, no, actually, I think it's in his pictures. I think it's on, like, one of his pictures, what his name is.
Man, that's too much work right there.
Oh, yeah. Clicking. All down.
Rondo. Show some photos. Because I don't feel like going through the entire, like, every single album you probably have up on this shit. I see, now that's something that we need here in Connecticut. A fucking Faygo vending machine.
I got a Faygo vending machine here, too. But, the last time I tried using it, it just ate my money.
I wonder how much it actually costs to get a fucking Faygo vending machine.
I don't fucking know. How much does it cost to get a pop machine?
Fuck if I don't, but, just say, man, like if you had like your own fucking bagel vending machine and shit, like in your house, and again, you wouldn't even need the money for it. You just fucking all throw a fucking fago and fucking open that shit up and just grab one.
Yeah. I got nowhere to fucking put a fago vending machine in my house. I'll put it on my porch.
Hey, there you go. This is a thing, man. That way, anybody wants to fucking fago, they have to put the money into it, and you get the money.
Man, it's like them gumball machines, man. Where you have to put money in it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I wouldn't mind having like a fucking scene or like a fucking never ending stock of Fago.
Well, it's never ending. No, that's wrong. Eventually, you'll run out.
Yeah, at that time where I thought I'd have at least a few months worth of Fago, but then it only turned out to be like a month, if not longer than that.
See that?
It was shit. They would have get paid this Friday. I'm just gonna order me some fucking Fago.
Yeah, you get it about 3 months.
Yeah, probably. I gotta go through fucking Amazon for that shit. This is an idea. But I'm gonna see what flavors they have if they go up on Amazon.com. Get me a bottle.
Get you a bottle? What are you, an alcoholic now?
Yeah, I'm rabbit.
Here you go, Havoc. Here's a girl for you right here. She's a nymphomaniac.
Good.
She keeps begging this dude to have sex with her. But all he wants to do is flip it. All he's trying to do is play a video game.
Wait. I'll give you a Chris answer. Does she have a good personality?
Not really. But I mean, she's sitting there fucking butt-ass naked, pretty much. But the problem with her is, man, she wants to have sex, and then after you're done, she wants to have sex again, then again.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have to work, I probably wouldn't mind having a chick like that.
If I didn't have to work, I wouldn't mind having a chick like that.
It's either that or just to start paying me for the fucking sex.
Then that would make you a prostitute.
I mean, hey, as long as she looks good and you know, she's worth the money, I don't mind. If she ain't worth the money, fuck out of here.
She ain't worth the money. But that doesn't matter. She's paying you. So are you saying if you were a prostitute, you would be very selective.
Yes.
That's not how it works. You would fail as a prostitute.
People fucking get pissy when people hit on them just because it's like they have a boyfriend. They can't take a fucking compliment.
Oh, man, people hate that.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's why I always get in trouble on Facebook.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, like, I was going through my messages the other day, and I found this old-ass message of this dude complaining about something that I quote-unquote posted on his girlfriend's wall, but it was on my wall. He was like, I didn't like that very much, and neither did she. I was like, well, fuck you.
I wonder if it's still there.
What?
That whole comment there.
What comment?
What of the dude saying that he didn't like that very much. Needed his girl.
It was a message, Havoc.
Oh. Velvet Sky makes one sexy ass fucking turtle.
That's right.
Whoop my ass in the day.
Turtle power.
Yep. Turtle.
No, that would be Master of Disguises. Or disguise or whatever the fuck.
A Bree has some sexy ass nipples.
Got some big ass nipples.
Yeah, but someone has some fucking small ass tits.
Yeah.
People will hate the comment I'm going to post.
Yes, they do. They already hate it.
Well, more likely they probably will.
Because you're not very nice.
Oh, well. None of this shit actually wants to fucking type.
If this bitch wants to fuck, is that what you just said?
I said whatever this shit wants to type.
And then big capitalism, everybody. Thank you, Violent J. Man, you'll see in a minute.
Thank you, Violent J. What the hell?
Rap on an original beat.
Oh, that must be about Code 187 then.
Yes. So here we go.
Wow. I feel fat after what I ate. Should I go work out?
I don't know. But there you go, get up. I tagged you in this post.
Lucky me.
What the point was what was there a point to be in the whole Code 187 and then put a fucking poem at the end of it?
that's probably the best part of it right there. And what's the point behind the beat?
People will decide to hate on this fucking comment. Well, status.
Oh, well. At least they'll talk.
Yeah. Oh, look. Boo Bear liked the status.
Of course you did, that dumb bitch.
Why am I not surprised? Hey, look, another person. You know, Trick liked it.
Did you say some Trick liked it?
I said Dino Trick, but okay.
Oh.
Damn, so far I've got like a shitload of people fucking actually liking this shit. And I just posted it up.
I started a trend right there.
Yeah. Danny Oswald, Dino Trick. Well, Boo Bear's not too surprising since he likes everything I post.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I posted up a picture of a chick with a fucking tits or ass or someone, one of the two, and she even liked that one.
You probably could post up taking a shit and she'll like it.
Probably.
Damn, 4 likes, huh?
Yeah. I'll probably wait until I have a shit little fucking comments that shit later on. It was like great. Five stars or something.
Yeah, right, dude. Ain't nobody gonna call, mate.
Ha ha ha.
or if I post it in a group.
Maybe someone might comment on it.
No.
Find the best group of them all to post in. Something with a group of a shitload of people. Such band, 47 likes. 47 people.
Well, that can't be the right page.
Well, either way, I'm posting it up there anyways.
May as well.
Yeah, it's definitely not the right page. Because it's the fucking Wikipedia-like page.
I found a couple. It's three pages. One is a psychopathic assassin. 700 like this. That must be the page.
Man, this girl's about to get her fuck on and shit, and she's worried about her clothes being up too far. Like, bitch, they're gonna be coming off anyway. Like, what the hell?
There we go. Post. Let's start some shit.
And them people probably don't even know yet.
Probably not. But I post it up. Oh, 107. Oh, my. Look, there's a second page. 477 people like it. I'll post there too. Hey, maybe this is it. Definitely it.
Damn kids. Damn kids and their internet fighting.
You know, maybe that's what we need to do to fucking get people to fucking tune in.
Start fighting with the fucking artists up on the fucking Facebook and shit.
Well, controversy does sell.
Yeah.
But that will just bring us a bunch of listeners like we had that one night. There was like, all them morons that called in.
Yeah, but shit, bro. That was still, I think that's the one night where we actually had the most listeners and calls.
That's what I'm saying, though. Those are the type of people you draw in if you start a Facebook feud.
Oh, well. Look, I got another like on my fucking status.
Yeah, Boo Bear. ThinkAboutYourEyes.com.
Oh, fuck.
That's what the commercial was. Your kids could have bad vision and they don't even know.
Think about FishyPussy.com. Oh, that's right. That's what Chris dreams about every night.
Well, he does like fat chicks.
And fishy son pussy.
That's what I'm saying. Most of them bitches probably don't even bathe and shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, how would you like that link I sent you for the Inventi coffee?
I ain't even click it. Because I didn't care.
Hey, come on, man. That's just dope as all fuck, though. All you gotta do is just fucking point it at some like water, at milk. Fucking infuse ice. And there you go.
Say I can point it at some ice. What is it, a fucking laser?
it's like a fucking pressurized barista bottle.
A what?
Pressurized barista bottle.
The hell is a barista bottle?
It's like, it's a fucking, like those bottles they have in baristas and shit.
What the hell is a barista?
Fuck if I know.
You're trying to tell me what it is, man. You obviously know what it is.
It's like a fucking bartender. It's Italian for a bartender. Barista is a person, usually a coffee shop employee, who prepares and serves espresso-based coffee drinks.
Ooh.
And now, I get to be my own barista.
And oh, cheaper. You... You lucky,
because,
lucky boy.
Yeah, because I ain't got to pay myself. Wicked Roxy Delette, you are going bye-bye since you no longer have a picture on your page. Goodbye, bitch.
What? You deleted her.
Well, I'm deleting her now.
Man, I'm down to like 620 friends.
Damn.
Yeah. I played Facebook roulette.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to keep her in the Cosgrove just because I'm sexy as all hell.
I got Selena Gomez as my friend.
Man, I was trying to add Selena Gomez as my friend, but I couldn't find her. All I found was a goddamn fucking like page.
She's on my friends list. It's an actual profile, but I guarantee you it's not her.
Well, guess what? I'm going to add her.
I mean, she'll add you. I mean, she added me.
We have 184 mutual friends.
Damn.
I don't care about them. I just want Selena Gomez added to my page.
Damn, somebody's eager.
Yeah, because this way I can have Miranda Cosgrove and Selena Gomez.
May as well find Vanessa Hudgens, too.
Maybe I can.
Since she's a little cokehead.
No results found for Selena Gomez. Did you delete her?
What do you mean, did I delete her?
Oh, you delete by fucking... Yeah, she's... Wait, which page is she on? The Wicked Stunner or the other one?
Yes, the Wicked Stunner.
Under the name Selena Gomez.
Yeah,
it's not there anymore.
She was, I swear to God, it just said she was online not too long ago.
Oh, man, I'm trying to look for it and can't find her.
Are you spelling it right?
Yeah, S-E-L-E-N-A. And then Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z.
You had to think about that one.
Again, then I'll go through all 600 people.
600 people?
Oh, 620 people.
Oh, I thought you put her name in and found 600 profiles or something.
Nope. Recently added. Like, only one person has been recently added.
Who the fuck was that?
Donald Strangelow Miller.
Oh. The quote-unquote boyfriend, husband, or whatever, of Gypsy.
Yeah. I think that dude had me, too. I don't really care to fucking accept it. I don't care about that, either. I just want Selena Gomez.
Under you?
Hell no, man. I feel like I'm just looking through. I'm like looking through it right now.
She's right there. She's still there.
And I can't even find her up on this shit.
All I had to do was type in S-E. And there she was.
But I typed it S-E.
But she wasn't there.
Oh, what the fuck? Now I find her. Added.
And look at that. In parentheses, it says Mamacita.
Oh, now she's officially added to my page. Oh, I just got to wait for her to accept it.
Wait, hold on. Didn't you say Selena Gomez's birthday was the other day?
Yep.
What day was that?
Monday.
Monday. What was Monday's date?
22nd.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say this person posted the birth date of Selena Gomez. Who share the royal baby's birthday.
Well, nobody cares about that.
Well, Selena Gomez happens to be one of those people.
And happy belated birthday.
But all you see these damn pictures on here, man, her and Justin Bieber and shit, like.
Yeah, her as a little kid, apparently. Man, she had some chubby cheeks. She was apparently homeschooled. You know, I don't really think she was actually homeschooled.
Yeah.
Let's find out!
No, let's not.
Hey, maybe if I'm lucky, maybe I'll get Selena Gomez to sing to me, Who Says?
Who says? Who says?
Hey, there we go. For my birthday, I'm going to ask her to. Okay, here we go. While attending school as a child, Gomez has stated on numerous occasions that she was the victim of bullying. When speaking of the situation, Gomez said, I was bullied every second of every day, elementary school, middle school. Obviously, people are going to bring you down because of your drive. Well, I'm still waiting to see what a whole fucking homeschool came into play.
It was her mom. Her mom did it. Bull eater.
Yeah.
They were definitely not friends.
Oh, what do you know? She was homeschooled.
Did you say homo-schooled?
I said home school, not homo school. Man, that's what fucking Chris attended, was homo school.
That's what he still attends.
But let's see, Gomez. She earned her high school diploma through homeschooling in May of 2010. Hey, so maybe this person really is her.
Yeah, right.
And again, it's kind of hard to find fucking. Well, I don't really think it's not that hard to find fucking pictures of her with when she was little with chubby cheeks.
Nope.
Oh, look, she's trying to hide her fucking tits.
Trying to hide her tits?
Yeah, man. Like, this one fucking picture of her profile looks like she's got her hand, like, over her fucking tit, like, trying to hide something.
I don't know, man. She got some decent-sized titties nowadays.
Yeah, she does. Miley Gonzalez, you can't spell, bitch.
You gotta be careful when you fucking with spells.
Oh, hey, I mean, this dude fucking, or chick, or thing, or, I think, I don't know what that was.
fuck it spells beautiful. B-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
This chick just told me that she loves my cover.
Oh, Selena?
Yeah, right. What the hell cover, man? What the hell is my cover? I guess my cover photo of Iggy Azalea feeling herself on stage.
I wonder if Selena Gomez is that she's smart enough, but, you know, to put her number, like her phone number, up on Facebook.
Yeah, I doubt that. What the hell? This is Havoc right here on the hostess page. It's him holding a Twinkie like it was a baby. What the?
This is, quote unquote, a verified account.
What's a verified account?
The Gomez's account.
I see. Well, then, can I tell her I want to rape her mouth?
Go for it.
And then the profile will be gone. Oh, Selena. But yeah, shit, even Vanessa Hudgens got straight up naked in that movie, though.
Yeah, I told you that.
But you didn't really see anything, though.
No. Just her ass and, like, side boob.
Yeah. But there was a lot of titties in that movie, though.
Definitely were, and people hated it.
And they really overused Spring Break. They just kept fucking saying it.
Spring Break. I know.
And then there was that one part whenever she asked him if he was afraid or whatever, scared, and it just kept repeating.
I know.
What the fuck, man? Like, obviously he was scared.
Yeah, that's probably the only part of the movie that was kind of retorted. The whole repeating shit.
But the thing is about all that is they left too much evidence around to fool wherever when the cops came there, they would be able to find them who did that shit.
Oh, yeah.
They left their ski mask there. That probably has hairs on it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
By But I guess we'll never know what really happens.
Of course not.
Unless I make a second part to that.
Hey, it just might.
I mean, shit, man. All I had to do was type that into Google and came up right there. And it was actually a good picture and good sound and shit.
It was a good movie.
No, I mean, like, the quality of it. You usually can't find, like, a good quality movie online.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm still trying to figure out why people said that, you know, they didn't see Selena Gomez much in the movie.
Yeah, she was pretty much in pretty much all of it.
Yeah, people were still there. They barely saw her.
Until they sent her home.
Well, she sent herself home.
Well, yeah, until she went home.
Now let's see if Selena Gomez will actually fucking respond to my quote-unquote message up on that I put up on her page.
Saying what?
Thanks for the ad. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, right. She probably just like it.
You know what? We should add Justin Bieber just to fucking talk shit to him.
There's no need for that.
Anybody yet? We could tell him to add Chris. Tell him that Chris is his biggest fan ever.
Well, you could just go ahead and go to Justin Bieber's page and post that Ken Gordy song.
Yes, we could do that too.
I'm sure a lot of people would love to hear that song. If they haven't already.
True. What is that pointless comment right there? That's when he posted up on his wall.
What?
I said, well, there's a fucking pointless comment that somebody posted on his wall. Some chick named Samantha Hanna posted on Justin Bieber's wall. Get up.
Get up.
That's all she put was get up, and then she comment, then she put her comments on saying, get on, stop.
Get up, come on, get down with the sick.
Man, I always get that fool that she, hold on, wait, I got fucking, best way to always check to see if profiles are lying, or true or false. Oh, well. Back to stalking Selena Gomez.
know, I kind of want to ask, you know, whenever she gets online, if she's a juggalo too.
Selena Gomez. You're right.
I have noticed ever since I questioned Noah, fucking little one from Miranda Cosgrove, she doesn't really get on too much anymore.
You see what you did?
Yeah, I scared her fake.
You hurt that poor person's feelings.
Oh well.
They'll get over it, then, you know, move on to be somebody else.
Maybe something more realistic.
Yeah, or next time they'll try to be, I don't know, maybe Kelly.
Yeah, right.
Or Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. a fictional character. There you go. What are you talking about? Rain Man's Optimus Prime. And you see that shit?
Fine. Then she could be fucking Megatron.
I'm just saying, did you see that shit, man? Because now he has a tattoo on his hand of, like, you know, the, what are they called? Autobots.
And so now he thinks he's fucking Optimus Prime.
At least I think that's the symbol he had on his hand.
I don't know. I don't have Rain Man added to my fucking page.
Neither do I, but I saw a video somebody shared of him calling people out. I just wanted to see if he had anything to say about me. But it's been a while since, you know, I said anything. But no, apparently he was calling out that dude that did that interview with that Sasha Doll girl.
What dude?
What's his name? Guido or some shit like that.
I don't know. I wasn't even aware that someone called out Sasha Lowe.
No! I said the interview with Sasha Doll.
Oh. Oh, well.
It's that dude that runs that show that it was on. That he was talking about. I posted a link to that interview on the like page if you ever care to go listen to it.
Yeah, I didn't really bother to listen to it.
Yeah, you don't ever listen to anything because you're an asshole. I mean, I posted up this video of Selena Gomez. Go listen to it.
Where is it?
It's on the like page.
We hide everything up on this thing to see it get annoying. Oh, look, we got two more likes. Laura York and Austin Smith.
Yeah, whoever the fuck they are.
I don't know. I may go stalk this bitch. Laura's page and find out who the fuck she is.
You fucking stalker.
That's some nice titties.
That's something a stalker would say.
Over so I can actually like the page.
Well, not like, add her.
Well, I'm going to have to go delete some more people off my page, though.
Yeah.
Because they don't talk.
Ed.
You know what? I'm going to post that fucking, what I posted up on my page up, over on the JR page.
Go ahead. Nobody's going to care.
Yeah, probably not.
Nobody gives a flying fuck about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Hide.
There we go.
Out because we're about to get booted off here.
All right, bye.
Thanks.